Most people have a scar of some sort on their body. This scar could possibly come from surgery, or if you're like me, I have one from when I fell down when I was a little kid. But for many people, scars are not only a physical reminder of what has happened to them, but they have been proven to greatly impact a person's self-confidence and their self-esteem. But you have to remember that there are those people with scars that have them mentally and emotionally, and those are not visible to others, but they still suffer greatly from negative body image and insecurity. Most people will never notice the ones with scars that can't be seen because the majority of them walk around with smiling faces and forced positivity. And so many of these people are still left with questions, and these could include questions like, how can I even look at myself again in the mirror? Or can others tell what I have been through when they look at me? Now, imagine, a few months ago, you had been diagnosed with cancer, and so far, you have went through several rounds of chemotherapy, and you are beginning to lose your hair, you have no energy, and you just don't feel yourself anymore. So, what do? And where do you go? While sitting in the doctor's office last week, you overheard some ladies discussing, be your own beautiful. What? Be your own beautiful? I haven't felt beautiful in months. I think I'm going to give this a try. It is now the second Monday of the month, and Be Your Own Beautiful is in session.
Be Your Own Beautiful provides all women diagnosed with any cancer an opportunity for support and encouragement and valuable information. Be Your Own Beautiful also teaches tips for staying well while letting your inner beauty shine through, instructions on how to style and wear wigs, scarves, turbans. We provide that as well as a safe way to care for your skin and nails. They also receive a gift bag appropriate for their skincare products that are appropriate just for their skin.
Cancer can take so much away from a person, and especially as a woman. You know, what many now see are the scars that are left to remind them daily of what they have been through and what they have lost because of it. But it is very evident that the ladies of Be Your Own Beautiful are learning that beauty comes from within, and even though cancer can rob their self-image, they are reminding themselves that they are survivors.
We just tried to come up with a name that would suit what it is we're trying to be for these women, and what would sound something that would be like an inviting name for them. So from that, we just came up with Be Your Own Beautiful, because each lady is beautiful in their own way, and each lady's journey is different, but yet it's still a beautiful journey in its own.
Well, Be Your Own Beautiful does focus a lot on building relationships with the other women that are in the group. So building these relationships seems to be a big part of the community when you relate it back to the support that the team does provide for these ladies. But the name Be Your Own Beautiful itself is unique to this discourse community in that each lady there is beautiful despite the unpleasant journey that they have been on, and the name itself does convey a message to others, even if they are not part of the group, because I can instantly think positivity when I see the name Be Your Own Beautiful. I can see the friendships made, the listeners, and the women experiencing the same journey as another, and how it acts as a safe place to come when one may feel that they are alone on their journey.
The goals for this group mainly are to provide friendships and a listening ear when people need it the most, with women that are on a similar journey. But there are also goals, and just our shared goals as teachers in this group, is to teach them how and ways to be sanitary with their skincare and their makeup so that they can keep down any type of infection when going through treatment of any kind.
You know, the majority of people know someone that has been diagnosed with cancer, and from those beginning signs onto the diagnosis and treatment, cancer does have the ability to reshape a person, whether that be mentally, physically, and even emotionally. And even though you may not always be able to see the scars that cancer leaves behind emotionally and mentally, I believe that they are there.
Also, just cancer itself, the word itself, is a word that people don't understand unless they have it themselves and have been diagnosed with it themselves. The purpose for these gatherings is just there again, not only to promote friendships, but just to be with other women that understand what you've been through, whether it be physically, mentally, emotionally, just support and just friends in itself, just to know that you have somebody close to you that's been through and experienced what you have, and it makes all the difference in the world.
It is evident that cancer can affect a woman physically, mentally, and emotionally. However, through Be Your Own Beautiful, new friends are made, learning is active, and even the creation of a positive attitude is formed. And being connected with others that know what cancer truly means in itself can help a woman to look good and feel better about her scars.